right, call our meeting to order. Apologize, 10:25, three commissioners, Paulson, and just Mr. Use here. Oakmont parking, Bob's got us what he can do down, he said.
Yeah, I drafted a contract that was assigned Tuesday. What the only information that wasn't eventually obtained was the name of the president or whoever the head of the Oakmont Community Improvement Association is, and the name of their board secretary. Other than that, the other thing is what streets we're going to have them, what we're going to repair or what they're going to improve. I did the best I could without the names of those streets. But I think we're fine without the names of the people, but it would be nice to have them. But what I've done is the obligations.
Let me interrupt.
Okay.
Make sure we understand and clarify, because I got a question for you guys, the commission, and then Bob make clarification. We're exchanging the chip and seal for the driveway and the parking lot in exchange for work that they've done or going to do for us in the future on what roads. Is that what you're asking, Bob? What are we exchanging one for one?
Right. I get the value of what we're doing in approximate by Randy, but it doesn't tell me what. I mean, we have to have some sort of commensurate value to do it, at least arguably. And I didn't get the names. I know it's a parking lot, and there's two parts to it, and that there's a street, one or more streets that involve some pothole filling. That's all I know. I did the best I could with that information.
It's not a street. Is it only a driveway from my understanding?
Entrance to the parking
lot. Just an entrance to the parking lot is what it is. But in exchange, you've got to put, be able to, what are they going to do for us is what you're saying.
What streets are they going to plow, you know?
Mr. Tate would be the person to contact with those names of those roads. Steve Tate.
I had sent an email to Frank and Randy Tuesday asking for them to get that to Bob, so they didn't do that. So that's why Bob turned the blind.
Okay, we had...
We had the two gentlemen here, but I didn't have the phone numbers, and I thought Randy and Frank had contact.
He left contact number.
With Frank and Randy.
He left it here the day he was here, so.
Okay, well.
Bob Hinkey.
Bob Hinkey is the other person?
That's who the guy was that made the announcement up there.
The other guy's Steve Tate?
Yeah.
And Steve will give you the name of the roads that are greater Class 6 maintained and the snow plow and other maintenance services that they provide.
Let me just tell you what I put in here for the obligations. County shall fill potholes on certain designated streets, said streets not currently being listed among the county-maintained roads. I didn't know it was a driveway. Further, county shall chip and seal a portion of the Oakmont parking lot, with the other portion of said parking lot being base rock.
We're going to chip seal all of it.
Okay. I couldn't tell from Randy. Okay. Chip and seal all of it.
I would eliminate the streets where all you're doing is creating a mud puddle. It's the entrance to the parking lot.
Just entrance to parking lot and parking lot is what we're going to do. Not pothole filling. None of that.
Entrance to parking lot. Okay.
And the parking lot will all be chip and
seal.
They
do that for us. I mean,
Okay. So... And the whole thing's going to be chip and seal.
Yeah.
Oakmont shall provide snow removal, and I put in brush cutting services as necessary to certain roads within Oakmont that are currently listed as county-maintained roads. The snow removal services shall include plowing and chemical or salt treatment for ice when necessary. And then I just get into independent contractors. We're not making – nobody's being made an employee who's not already an employee, so we're not responsible for their employees. And we're indemnifying each other to the extent that you're allowed to indemnify each other by law. We're waiving the guarantee of any work. It's not even fit for a particular purpose. You can't sue us and say we didn't do a good job. Status of roads unchanged. No part of this contract changes the status of a road from a non-public road to a public road or non-county maintained. Okay. Term, it's 1 year from the date of signing. Consideration, the parties recognize that the services provided by each are of general equal value.
I don't think you can put it that way. Well, you have to put that we chip and seal every 4 to 5 years. you have to put that their maintenance, our agreement with them is that they have the snow removal and all that for a period of 4 to 5 years.
Let's say 4 years. So it's a period of 4 years. We're going to chip and seal once. They're going to do the snow removal for four years.
Snow removal.
Don't put 1 year because that it does just muddies the water to what we got.
Okay.
Good point.
All right. Well, I didn't know how long it would take them to do, but.
You're fine.
All right. Termination. Either party may terminate this agreement at any time after giving 30 days notice to the other party. However, partial performance by one party shall not relieve the other party of the responsibility to perform an equal value of work. In the event one party terminates the contract while owing further performance under this agreement, said terminating party must tender payment equal to the value of the work owed to the non-terminating party at the time of termination. In default, in the event one party fails to perform under this agreement, said party shall pay to the other party the fair market value of the work completed by the other party pursuant to this agreement.
I move that we approve that Oakmont agreement
with changes
of the names and the street names, but I move so that we don't have to meet again. So I move to do that.
Second. I got a second. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. They're meeting tonight, and any of that you don't get easily, I'll be glad to help you.
All right.
I got Bob's Henke.
Yeah.
Cell phone and other phone, and the office is out there. We can call and get that.
Jillian said she was emailing you earlier trying to get that, but you were, I guess, down here in the
meeting. Yeah, we've been
in the meeting.
At it since 8 o'clock.
We need to.
And by Dan, you'll call Frank and tell him to move over there?
Yeah, to Frank. Frank needs to be notified, that's for sure.
That's all I had, sir. Have a recess.
Yeah.
Woo! I took that after Trey. I gotta say woo after every time he
recess. Absolutely.
Woo!